Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 295 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast, coming to you every week over at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. As always, the podcast is available on iTunes as well. And while you're there, please do not forget to 5-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. So please go and check that out. Also available on Spotify. Spotify also has the 5-star rate and review. Patreon has all the bonus episodes, the past bonus episodes. Check them out, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar is dropping new flavors. I just got the cinnamon roll today. Haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try it after the podcast. But they're dropping cinnamon roll. We have the fruity cereal, which tastes like Fruit Loops. They have a Rocky Road puff that just came out. That one's really good. Check out these new flavors at BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST and save 10% on your order. Get some Sail Away Coffee, the best nitro brew out there. Go to SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Local Long Island company. That's why I get behind them. But they ship throughout the whole country. So please, go to SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10 to save 10% on your order. My good friend Brian McKenna will be filming his new comedy special Saturday, October 7th, 8 p.m., at Westside Comedy Club in New York City. For tickets, go to westsidecomedyclub.com, or you can go follow him on Instagram at I am Brian McKenna. Click the link in the bio, get tickets there, but definitely go and check this out. Brian's absolutely hilarious, good friend of mine, New York City area. You don't want to miss this. While you're in the mood of following some friends of mine, check out John Ziegler's full-length comedy special on YouTube. John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. Check it out, John Ziegler Comedy on Instagram. Give him a follow as well. Link is in the bio. Leave some love. Tell him what you think about it. And last week, I had told you that I recorded an episode of the Primal Scream podcast with my best friend Nick Raystone. That is now available on all podcast platforms. Go give Primal Scream a follow on Instagram. You can give Nick a follow on Instagram at NZA6. That's NZASIXX, and you can click the link in his bio. He's got all the information there for the episode. Definitely go and check that out as well. Oh, what's going on, everybody? A little late today recording the podcast. I passed out. I fell asleep when I got home. Crazy. Last night, I couldn't fall asleep at all. And if I got 3 hours of sleep last night, I am lucky. It was one of those nights where you just can't fall asleep. You're trying everything, but your brain is like playing the drums and it won't stop. And I just couldn't fall asleep last night. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be really tired tomorrow. And you know what? Today I was tired, but I wasn't like exhausted. I was just shot. And it wasn't like where I was falling asleep or anything, sitting up. I was just tired. I came home from work today. I laid down about 5:30 and I got up at 9. So as I'm recording this podcast, it's 9:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm not awake that much longer. I was out. I was really out and I can't wait to go back to sleep, but I wanted to record the podcast cuz there's things I want to talk about on here. But yeah, you have one of those nights, and it wasn't anxiety. Like, you know, those are crazy nights because it's like your heart's racing, your brain's racing. It wasn't anxiety. It was just I couldn't fall asleep. And that's rare for me because I could sleep anywhere usually. Usually I just close my eyes and I'm out in like a few seconds. But last night I just couldn't fall asleep, and I'm just thinking I got like 3 hours. If that, because I remember looking at the clock and it was after 3 and I was still kind of tossing and turning and next thing I knew, it was my alarm was going off. So I think I fell asleep sometime around then. So I got about 3.5 hours of sleeping when I got home, and I can't wait to go back to bed. But I was really looking forward to doing this podcast because there are some things I want to talk about. And one of them is, you know, we're talking about promoting my friends and everything. This weekend, actually, my buddy John Ziegler, who I always promote each week of his comedy special, he got married. And I got to go to his wedding and celebrate that with him and his new wife. And it was awesome to be there. It really was. I was so happy to be there for them. I've known them for, well, 13 years. I mean, I've known his wife as long as I've known him. And they're great people. They're both the kind of people that do anything for you. Good friends to have. You know, especially everything that happened with John and what he's been through these last few years, be there and see him get married. It was definitely very special. And I'm happy they chose me to, you know, invite me to the wedding and be there and share that with them. It was good too to see other friends that I haven't seen in a while. Like Brian McKenna and Dan Barry, who I talk to regularly, but, you know, we don't see each other as much. You know, we don't live, you know, live near each other, or, you know, schedules are crazy. We saw each other a lot more back in the day, in the old good old comedy days. But everybody's kind of gone their own way. We're still doing our thing, but not like the old days. But it was just good to sit, talk, laugh. You know, we had a lot of laughs, and it was like being back in the green room again. You know, and I listen, there's people that I didn't want to see that were there, but I just avoided them, which was fine. It wasn't about me and people I don't want to see. It was about, you know, being there for a friend and supporting him, you know, as he was getting married. And I had a blast. I had an absolute blast. I don't dance. I don't dance at weddings. I sit there like an old lady. Music's too loud. But I enjoyed myself. I feel like my grandmother at weddings. I'm just sitting there telling people the music. I can't hear you. The music's too loud. But I had fun. I had fun my own way. Not a dancer. I don't partake in that. I'm not a big drinker either, but the food was good, so I'm an eater, and I ate. A little chicken palm, baked ziti, penne alla vodka, eggplant palm. He had an Entenmann's table, too. He went and that was the dessert. It was all these Entenmann's, which was awesome. You know, loaded up on black and white cookies, the crumb donuts. Every Entenmann's you could think of was there. Which I don't know if that's just like a Long Island thing or if it's a countrywide thing, but Entenmann's is the bee's knees. So, had a great time. You know, this weekend went by fast with the wedding. And then Sunday, my family wasn't really around, so I watched the games over at the Cigar Lounge. And before you know it, it's back to work. And, you know, not sleeping on Sunday and getting up Monday and dealing with that and getting through it. And here we are, ready to start a new week. Still, I hit 45 days tracking yesterday, actually, straight. So today's 46. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a commitment. And every day I can make those little steps, and it sounds cliche to be like one day at a time, but that one day at a time adds up to a lot of days at a time. And that's what I'm happy about. That's what I'm proud of. And I'm just going to keep on pushing and making those efforts. You know, what I really wanted to talk about tonight, I posted a reel this week, and I'm going to play the audio. And then we're going to get into it. Not in a bad way. I just want to, because I want to reiterate something and just, I mean, that's not the word I want to use, but I just want to talk about it and clarify what the meaning was behind it. So let's go ahead and I'm going to play it into the microphone here. And we'll talk about it afterwards.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's pissed. He thinks he failed. Which, of course, he did. But, you know, there's a lot of that going around, ain't there?
What if?
The what if is not part of it, but the other. He's talking about he failed. He says he's pissed off. Thinks he failed, which he did. But there's a lot of that going around. That's that's from the Avengers. Thor is sitting there. And he asks what's the matter and says that he failed. And I didn't see the movie, so I can't really get into the scene, what happened. But I came across that clip and it hit home. And I'll read what I wrote on the... On the post, it said, "I failed. I was riding a big wave of success, and it ended. And it took me a while to embrace my failure and move on. This is not me feeling sorry for myself. It's me knowing I need to learn from this from the past, and so I don't repeat it. You're not alone in this. We got this. Keep moving forward." Now, what I'm saying in that. I'm saying failure. It's not a bad thing. It's okay to fail. Failure does not mean you gave up. Quitting means you gave up, or stopping something means you gave up. When you say you failed, it's just you didn't accomplish that goal, or, you know, you didn't get to where you wanted to go, but you're still trying, and it's okay. You know, look at it in a sports sense. You know, Michael Jordan was cut from his varsity 10th grade basketball team. When he was in 10th grade, he got pushed back down the JV. He failed at his goal to be on the varsity in 10th grade, but he didn't fail. He became the greatest basketball player that this world has ever seen. You look at it in a more sports sense, like you failed to win a championship. It doesn't mean you ever gave up or stopped trying. You got guys like Charles Barkley who failed to win a championship in their career, Hall of Fame careers. Guys who put it on the line every night, busted their ass, but failed to win that championship. We'll put it on a wrestling point of view, because you know I'll throw wrestling into anything. Last year at WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes failed to finish the story. He didn't beat Roman Reigns, in the storyline. It doesn't mean that it was over. And when I say that I failed, I'm coming to grips with what I went through these last few years. You know, I was very successful on this program. I've talked about you guys, if you've been here from the beginning or you don't really know my whole story, I was down over 200 pounds, riding high, and then I failed to keep it going, and I put weight back on. So yeah, I failed at my original goal, but I never gave up. I never gave up. I never threw in the towel. Whether I've been all in on this program or half-assing it or trying something else, it's always been a struggle and it's always been a fight. Where I could say that I failed, and it's okay. And the problem is, I think, and I got a lot of messages and a lot of DMs about how saying I didn't fail. I did. And it's okay to, like I said, it's okay to fail. If I had said I'd given up, that's not okay. It's not okay to give up and not try. Sometimes you have to fail and fall on your face. Because then you pick yourself back up and you fight even harder for it. And you go for it even harder than you did before. And it means more than it did before, you know, than the last time. And I equate it to, you know, I said about sports before, but yeah, it really is like, you know, and I tell it to my nephews all the time too, you know, when they lose a championship or if they have a bad game or something, I tell them it's okay. Because in sports, you fail more than you win. And that's what makes the winning that much sweeter. It means that much more. You know, and I guess I'm going to sound like the get off my lawn guy. Because, you know, I come from that last generation where not everybody did get a trophy. That if you didn't win, you know, you didn't get that big trophy. It was winners got that. And not everybody gets it. And that's what makes it special. That's what makes winning a championship special. And I think that's where, along the way, we got scared to say that we failed or have failure be a part of our vocabulary. And that everybody gets a trophy type of mentality. Everybody, you know, you participate. It's like winning. It's not. It's good to participate. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not. But when you do win a championship, it's that vindication of all the hard work and sacrifice you put into something. And most, and 9 out of 10 times, you don't get it. You know, I played competitive sports when I was a kid. I won one championship. My last year in Little League, I won a championship. And I played since I was a kid. I played CYO baseball, which was very competitive. And here's the talk about failing and picking yourself back up. I was a catcher. And one of the reasons my dad put us into CYO baseball, because it was more competitive and it was better baseball. And it taught us, I learned a lot from the 3 years I played CYO ball, my last 3 years playing competitive baseball. When I played regular Little League, you know, I was never taught how to be a catcher. They put the gear on me, put me behind there, and, you know, my dad taught me, and you learn along the way. But I never, this will kind of sound kind of weird, but I never learned the importance of dropping a third strike and what that, because, you know, my Little League didn't play those rules. You swung, you out, that was it. No matter what happened with the ball, it could roll around. You know, in baseball rules is that if you drop that third strike or that third strike gets away, the runner can run to first base or second base. So you can keep on going. So my first game playing for CYO, I'm catching and I'm letting like every third strike go. It's, you know, I'm not really trying because it's not what I was used to. So pitches that were outside and, you know, getting behind me and my coach is screaming at me and, you know, runners are getting on base, runners are scoring, and he pulled me from the game. And it was a wake-up call. And in that situation, I failed. Now, I could have done two things. I could have never played CYO ball again and went back to a very comfortable Little League situation that wasn't as competitive and been like, you know, a bigger fish in a smaller pond. Or you stick with it, you learn, you get better. You learn from your mistakes, your failures. And I did. And I was a starting catcher for that CYO team. And that never happened again. Yeah, I dropped the third, but guess what? I hustled. I got my ass to the ball. I threw the guy out at first. Also helped that my coach, Mr. Friggi, was behind me screaming, "Squeeze, Tony, squeeze!" every time that, you know, the pitch came in. But he had faith in me. And he pushed me harder than any other coach did up to that point. And it made me a better catcher, made me a better baseball player. And that never would have happened if I didn't fail on that first day. And again, that team, we never won a championship. We failed to win championships. We came so close those 3 years I played with them, but never got over that. And it's okay. It makes you stronger. Makes you appreciate the ones you did win. And it's crazy. That's even, you know, from where Belmore Little League was when I played to where it is now, 30-something years later, that my nephew's in it. And the changes and how many steps forward it's taken. That it is competitive baseball now. And this team just went to the state championships. And you learn from that too. Like, you know, my nephew was bummed out that they didn't win the state championship. But guess what? He learned so much. The second best team in the state. So next year, they know what to fight for, what to play for. They got that taste in their mouths. So it's okay that you don't always win. It's okay that things fail sometimes. Because like I said, failure does not mean we give up. Failure happens when you try so hard at something and it doesn't go your way that you just pick yourself back up and you keep fighting. You keep moving forward. You keep pushing yourself harder than you did before. And believe me, there was times I wanted to give up. There was times I'm like, I just can't do this. But then I think about those times I was successful and how good that made me feel. And knowing the exact moment it turned, that I won't let it happen again. And yeah, so weight-wise, I've failed in a way, and I put weight back on, and that didn't go the way I wanted to. But I take positives from that too. Emotionally, I don't have myself in those situations anymore. I'm stronger emotionally than I was, which I'm very proud of. I don't let people walk all over me the way I did, which I'm very proud of. So I won in a lot of other ways too, that I know that won't happen again. Now I just got to tackle what I'm doing. You know, keep getting weight off me. And it is. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. You know, where I am physically and mentally. And I've talked about it these last few weeks, seeing things on social media about where I was and not feeling good about myself. It happened this weekend. I went to the, you know, so at the wedding. There were people there that the last time they saw me, I was down, you know, 218 pounds. Different Anthony. And I was embarrassed for them to see me now. Because I was in my head, I was thinking about the comments they were going to make and things like that. And you know what? I got to a point where I was like, you know, F that and F them if they have a problem. No one's perfect. Things happen. Life happens. And you know what? I also thought about it was from people that I really don't care about. You know, my friends, have been in this with me, and we've had those conversations, and they support and root me on, and that's what I care about. I'm letting go of what I care about, what strangers think about me, or people I don't really care for think about me. That's where I've won. And that's where in the past I would have failed at. So we're talking about failures, talking about winning. Not everything is black and white. Not everything is measured by a scale. There are victories that are taken from other areas of life. That as I was putting weight back on and dealing with other things, I got stronger emotionally and having more confidence and respect in myself. That can't be taken away. So I'm going to say it again before we wrap it up. It's okay to fail. But don't feel like a failure. You understand? There's a difference. Failing is one thing. Being a failure is another thing. Don't feel like a failure. Don't quit. If you don't get that win, learn from that loss and push yourself even harder. You know, the New York Yankees, when I was younger, they won 4 World Series in five years. And they just did a thing at Old Timers Day talking about the 98 Yankees, which in my mind and a lot of people's mind was the greatest baseball team ever. You know, total, they won 125 wins, 50 losses, World Series champions. And they said what pushed them and motivated them for that year was coming off the World Series in 96, was losing to Cleveland in the first round in 97, and Mariano Rivera blowing one of the saves. That the next year they came back with that bad taste in their mouth, and that ignited a dynasty. From that failure came that dynasty. And that can happen with you too. You push for something, you want it, you don't win, it's okay. You regroup, go even harder at it, and your dynasty's there for you waiting. So keep that in mind. We never give up. We just keep moving forward. That's what it is. That's the name of the game. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining us for episode 295. You believe that? 295 episodes. We got something special coming for 300. So stay tuned here. As always, we are played in and out each week by Hollow and the single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can check it out on iTunes. It's by Hollow. Something to Believe by Hollow. But Nick's got a new band called Demon Scar. Check it out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on this show, and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Finsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us here on episode 295. Have an awesome week, and I will talk to you later.